Now, who's seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, ask an alms. Now, this is also revealing, by the way. Peter and John, even after the day of Pentecost, are going up to the temple. And they're going up to the temple to pray. I take it that the believers, we must repeat again, they are 100% Israelites that are there, are proselytes, and they continued to go to the temple in prayer, and here they go. And this man, this poor lame man, he saw Peter and John. He thought they'd probably be able to give him something. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, "Look on us." And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. When he looked at these two men, he thought, "My, these two men have asked me to look at them, and I certainly will receive something." Then Peter said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." One of the early saints in the church walked in one day in Rome where the Pope was counting the money. And when he saw he'd walked in upon something apparently was private, he started to walk out. And the Pope said to him, "No longer can the church say, 'Silver and gold have I none.'" And this man, without even turning back, he just continued to walk out. But he said, "No longer can the church say to the impotent man, 'Rise and walk.'" And today the church has wealth. I suppose if you put together the holdings of the church, when I say church, I mean church properties of all groups, denominations, non-denominations, across this country, why, I'm confident it would be much wealthier than the Standard Oil Company, or much wealthier than any other organization. But the church today lacks power, the same position that it was in even before it had advanced several hundred years.